It's providing lots of rural homes with everything, bathroom, kitchen, everything. But it's called minimum viable home because what you do is there's a lot of opportunities to minimize things because right now they're too expensive. Yesterday there was an article about some guy who got a home, you know, through, I forget what it was, is in the newspaper. But the thing is how many people didn't get homes? How many people are waiting? So what minimum viable home we're talking about, it's done through 4 points. It's number one, the size is extremely small because the small sizes are, you know, like micro apartments and tiny homes. And I don't know if you've seen it in Seattle, they got those like those half homes where they don't have bathroom facilities, but they're like, okay, they're 4,200 each. They're homes, 4,200. Mine's going to be a little bit more because it has everything. One is size, two is level trim, no dishwashers, nothing fancy. In fact, it's going to be unusual. Minimum viable, no, minimum. Three is exploiting DIY because a lot of landowners would want to get into that, and it's amazing what you can save with DIY. And number four is what's called alternate procurement, which most people don't even focus on. And actually, my site's probably going to be, I don't know when it's going to be up, but it's not ready for prime time now. And as far as building material, I had two columns. All the stuff that I gathered over the years, and then I put in the next column was Home Depot's current price. And it turned out, after all the calculations, it's about around 9 cents to a dollar. And so. That's your building material, and since labor is DIY, just an example, my brother and I built a announced a $4,000 shed in less than 500, and ours has power. I'm talking legitimate. Like we had the inspector came and looked and everything, and that was factored in the cost. And so the idea is to I want to find out. I guess I still have a lot of research to go. I've got a long ways to go, but I've been wanting to talk to you because you've been in the public. I've seen you in different, you know, all over, like over at Greg Colburn's thing, you know, and also just there was like a Zoom meet where you and Interfaith.
Did you want to approach a meeting?
I'm not ready yet, but I'm probably going to. But I just wanted to see what you thought of the idea because this is going to be, you know, it's going to have everything, you know, bed, kitchen, full bathroom, everything. But the thing is they're going to start at just slightly over 100 square feet. And let's just say a one bedroom is going to be 200 square feet. And I'm just wondering if that's doable. Why? I guess the reason why I'm thinking maybe, I don't know if I'm delusional or onto something, but I'm just wondering why nobody's else done this.
There have been, like with the zoning code rewrite that's happening right now,
yeah.
Like there have been some things in the zoning code that didn't allow for, like, because people need land to put that on, and
yeah.
Like now there's going to be, it's going to be easier to build like an ADU on your property, something like that. So I think like just having a place to put things has been a barrier. And the code itself, I think, has been a barrier in a lot of ways. So it should be a lot easier to make that happen once the code is finalized.
But in general, I guess right now I'm just kind of really, I haven't really talked to very many people yet, okay? Because it's really, I'm in an exploratory phase.
Yeah.
And I want to get some reality checks. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what am I missing?
Well, I can tell you, like, I can tell you that, like, we had somebody come down a couple years ago who wanted to build tiny houses.
Yeah.
And he was, like, talking to everybody at Cooper